Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Talkers Magazine calls Jim Blasingame one of the best talk show hosts in the industry.
Now remember, I do my best work when I'm being worshipped as a god.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue. Very excited about having our good friend Kathy Perry back on the show. Kathy is back. Kathy is one of the top social media strategists, web marketing experts on the planet. She's the author of at least one book that I know of, Stepping Stones to Success, the co-author of that book. And she's my social media expert, and she's our good friend Kathy. Welcome back.
Thank you, Jim. Happy to be here.
It's good to have you back. So I want you to be prepared. I'm going to talk about Facebook in a little bit, some of the issues that they're going through. So I'm not going to hit you with it right this minute, but I just want you to be thinking about that. But you've got some ideas on how we can get better at being on and networking on LinkedIn. Tell us about it.
Well, LinkedIn, they had an amazing increase in their platform over 2020. Imagine that. Everybody's work life shifted, and they had a 50% increase in conversations on their platform.
Wow.
Compared to 2019. So that's pretty significant. So they're making more tools available for their audience. They've added creator tools. And, you know, the important thing about the posts that you're making on LinkedIn is that you really need to add a lot of value. People are expecting it to be a value post, not a junk post. You see a lot more junk posts on Facebook, but right. On LinkedIn, you know, there's
it's a business platform, folks. People are busy. They want to get, you know, if you got something to say, they want to hear it. But if you're just trying to, it's basically, if you're not posting something of value, you're basically a spammer. Is that too harsh?
Absolutely. No, I think it's accurate. So, you know, some ideas, you know, LinkedIn has live events. You can do LinkedIn Live. They have on-demand webinars. You could do free ebooks, checklists, and worksheets.
Mm-hmm.
You know, also live webinars. They don't have to be just on demand. Free consultations. You can have, and actually LinkedIn has local events now, so you could do local events, live coaching sessions. So there's a lot of different ideas in taking advantage of LinkedIn with valuable content.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing is, if you're trying to grow your presence, sometimes it's really a helpful strategy to help other people grow their presence. So, you know, reach out to other people's network. That's really a great way to be able to increase your own network.
Well, this is you know, givers gain. That's the law of reciprocity.
Yes. Yes,
givers game.
Absolutely.
Now you have to play the long game. You don't help somebody and then wake up the next morning and wonder where your benefit's going to come back to you. You know, it might take a long time. It might take, you know what? And I know some people don't think this is crazy. It might take 20 years. You never know when something, you know, you got it. It's a seed, right? You're planting a seed. You never know if it's a grass seed or an oak tree seed. You know, we don't know.
But you know, the whole thing is that, you know, this we are in that on-demand society, and everybody's expecting everything instantly. So
right.
that's the challenge that people face when they're doing a short-term strategy. You really have to have a long-term strategy.
Right.
And you know, be authentic. Be yourself. Don't be, you know, posting sales pitches and things
like
that.
Well, and if you've only got one thing to say a month, then just say it once a month. Don't, you know, if you ever get the idea, oh my God, I haven't posted on LinkedIn today, what am I going to say? I better do something. Then you're probably about to hit the enter key on some spam.
Right. Because it isn't a value, most likely.
Well, and people are only going to give you their time if they're only going to come. They might give you the first visit, the first pass, but they're not going to come back if they don't think there's a reason to come back, right? We know how to scroll now, don't we? We know how to scan.
People are quick to join your page, or, you know, they'll take a look if there's something that looks valuable, but they're quick to leave if it isn't.
That's the reason I said once before, Kathy, you may have heard me say this, prepare for the moment of relevance. It's just a moment, folks. It may be a split second, but you got to be prepared for that. We're going to come right back and talk some more about baby boomers becoming influencers. Who would have thought it? Who knew? 22. Right back with Kathy Perry. I'm Jim Blasinger. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.